Welcome to the June 2017 installment of Industrial Heating Magazine's Vacuum Heat Treat Minute with Bill Jones, CEO of the Solar Atmospheres family of companies, and host Jim Nagy, president of Solar Manufacturing. Solar Manufacturing is the innovative leader in advanced vacuum heat treat furnaces. This month's Vacuum Heat Treat Minute podcast is entitled Vacuum Pump Service and Maintenance. Here's our host, Jim Nagy, to introduce the topic of today's podcast.
Thank you for joining us today for another podcast on vacuum heat treating furnaces with Bill Jones. Bill is a pioneer in vacuum furnace technology with nearly 55 years of leadership as an innovator and businessman. His involvement in the industry runs deep, and he still has much to contribute. In 2016, he began Vacuum Pump Services, a new company whose purpose is to sell and service industrial vacuum pumps in the metal heat treating industry and wherever vacuum pumps are used. In today's podcast, Bill interviews Bob Sandora, president of VPS, and Steve McGinnis, operations manager of VPS. Bob has over 40 years of experience with vacuum furnaces in maintenance, service, operations, and now as an executive in a startup. Steve has been repairing, rebuilding, maintaining, and selling vacuum pumps for various industries for over 15 years. Our discussion will take a quick look at the essential issues related to servicing vacuum pumps and common problems encountered by users. We will also look at some of the best maintenance practices to keep your vacuum pumps running day after day without unplanned downtime.
Now today, I have several questions that I'm going to put to our two vacuum pump experts. And I will start out with the first question, which really concerns the major service issues that we experience with large vacuum pumps like the Stokes Model 212 or the Stokes Model 412. So the first question I'm going to put to Steve, and that really involves vacuum pump oil changes and what we experience with the normal maintenance time. And then Steve is also going to comment on something that we do, which is a chemical test that I will let Steve address.
Well, we here at Solar change oil at least once a month, and we test the oil for that reason, that it can also extend the oil changes from 1 month up to 6 months. And it's an oil acid test. It actually tests the breakdown of the oil. You take the oil out of the oil drain, put it into the tester, you shake it, and you look for the color. If it's green, it's good. If it's red, it's broken down. The normal oil frequency could be 1 month up to every 2 months, dependent upon the process's condition. If it's a clean application, every 3,000 hour for an oil change. If it's very dirty, then every month.
We've talked about oil changes, and we've talked about testing of the oil with the chemical leak test. Now I want to talk to Bob, and I want to ask him about oil filtration and our experience with adding oil filtration to a standard vacuum pump.
Depending on the process and the application, we do use oil filtration on some of our equipment. It's a cartridge type filter, easily installed. Flow rate is approximately a gallon an hour. Yeah, it is a cartridge. We take the oil out of the bottom of the pump, we return it back into the top. By filtering the oil and testing it frequently, we can exchange the oil changes up to 6 months. The filtration unit is composed of a cartridge filter and also a 3/4 horse pump rated for a gallon a minute.
Now, Steve, what, with your experience with these large vacuum pumps, what is the most common failure mode?
Well, it's actually a two-part answer. The first part would be a shaft seal breakdown, which would leak oil out of the pump, and two would be a valve deck breakdown. One of the seals or the clappers could break, or the springs would break, thus creating an issue in the pump itself. Can get down there and then get into the shaft seals, which would make them leak. Can all this be done in place? Yes, it can be done in place. With little to no effort, and a shaft seal can be changed within half an hour for 412, 45 minutes for up to an hour for 212. Valve decks and the shaft seals, if all three, both of those go together, it could take up to 2 hours, and the pumps can actually be serviced in place.
Okay, Steve, thank you. Now, we had a discussion among ourselves about the drive belts and also with respect to the pulleys. So can you comment about that?
Regular interval changes of maintenance routine, belts should be changed frequently and even observed. The stretching of the belts do lead to squealing and squeaking and improper performance of the pump. So if a belt is actually misaligned on the pump pulley, which will create the pump pulley to actually wobble and give a warped vibration to the pump, generating the issue in through the seals into the bearing breakdown, thus also creating an oil leak, breakdown, very noisy running pump, and also seizing and maybe catastrophic failure.
All right, Bob, back to you. What should we expect a normal roughing vacuum pump to blank off in good service conditions?
A new pump, the blank off pressure should easily see 15 microns. After a rebuild, what we would like to see is at least 25. Depending on the service, whether the pump needs a rebuild, one of the things we monitor is the pressure of that pump. If we see the pump creeping up towards 150 microns, we'll take it out of service at that point and make whatever, you know, rebuild or repairs that are necessary.
How do you measure this blank off pressure, Bob? In other words, what are we using as a vacuum gauge, and what are the conditions of the pump? Is it pumping on the furnace? Or what do we mean by blank off?
If the pump is still on the furnace, we would just start the roughing pump. The roughing valve at that point would be closed, so the pump is only pumping on itself. Most of the instruments that we use today are televacs. I think it is a 4A gauge tube, and that's what we would use to monitor the pressure in the pump.
All right, Steve. In a normal vacuum pump rebuild, what are the most obvious issues that you encounter?
Most of the issues would be the leaking shaft seals, wearing of the bearings, and the valve deck breakdown.
Okay. Now, on a leaking shaft seal, what do you mean by that? Are we talking about air leaking in through the shaft seal, or are we talking about oil leaking out of the shaft seal?
Yeah, actually, speaking both. Oil, air getting into the shaft seal means that the breakdown of the seal has happened, which means that's a leak of oil coming out of the pump, because those seals are actually under vacuum, part of the process's condition. So anytime there's a oil coming out of the seal, there is something going on inside the pump itself. There is contaminants, debris, particulates that are actually getting into the seal that are actually wearing out the seal.
Now, if we have a inleakage of air into the shaft seal, how do we detect that?
You would also see that part of the performance of the pump. You won't be getting your blank off or your vacuum pressure that you're trying to achieve.
All right. That can be caused by a number of things. But now, how would we go about checking the vacuum pump for inleakage?
Well, the best way would be a helium leak detector, like a Vic or the Varian 959.
Now, Bob, I'm going to come back to you. As Steve has just pointed out, the best way to leak check one of these vacuum pumps is with a helium mass spectrometer, which not everyone may have. But there are some other ways that you can test for in leakage, which we won't get into today, but the best way and the most obvious way is with a helium mass spectrometer. Now, Bob, I want you to tell us, after Steve and his crew have taken a vacuum pump and torn it all apart for a rebuild, replaced bearings, internals or whatever, and completely cleaned the pump, put it all back together again, What is our test procedure for the pump? How do we go about testing a pump that we rebuild here?
We would normally take that pump, blank off all the inlets to the pump. We would install one of our Televac vacuum instruments, start the pump, pull a vacuum. Now this was with no water. We don't bother to hook the water back up to it. We would allow that pump to run for 6 to 8 hours to heat up. And then we would take our helium mass spectrometer and go over the entire pump and check for any leaks.
This concludes our podcast regarding vacuum pump service and maintenance. Please join us again in the near future for our next Vacuum Heat Treat Minute podcast. We trust you have found this and all our podcasts helpful.
The websites of Solar Atmospheres, Solar Manufacturing, and Vacuum Pump Services contain technical information and articles for download related to vacuum furnaces, vacuum heat treat processing, and vacuum pumps, which will be very helpful to our listeners. We also encourage our listeners to search the resources tab on our websites for other technical resources available through the solar companies. Thank you for listening, and be sure to look for our next podcast for another informative Vacuum Heat Treat Minute.